This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Estoque, E-S-T-O-Q-U-E, first name Eric, E-R-I-C, date of birth, November 25th, 1975, date of evaluation, January 28th, 2026. The chief complaint, 50-year-old male referred for disability evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 50-year-old male who reports history of myocardial infarction times 4, period. He stated that the first myocardial infarction was in 2011, period. He then had 3 heart attacks in 2021, period. He stated that he was hospitalized at Oakland Kaiser and then transferred to San Jose, period. He apparently had been in a coma and underwent AICD placement following a coma in 2021, period. He stated that he is now able to walk approximately 3 to 4 blocks before becoming fatigued and short of breath, period. He further reports shortness of breath for which he takes an inhaler. The past medical history includes 1, asthma, next number CHF, next number depression, next number post-traumatic stress disorder, past surgical history, laceration to the scalp, hyphen status post-assault, next number AICD placement. Medication: Pradaxa 75 mg on BID, Lexapro 10 mg on daily, atorvastatin 20 mg on daily, Jardiance 25 mg half daily, Losartan 100 mg on daily, Ozempic 8 mg once weekly, Metamizole 5 mg on daily, Gabapentin 6, correction, Gabapentin 1000 mg on daily, PRN, Hydroxychloroquine (?) 25 mg 2 PRN. The allergies: Lisinopril results in angioedema. Family history: an aunt had heart disease. Social history: he reports history of cigarette smoking, but no history of alcohol or drug use. He notes that he had a 17-year-old who died in a car accident. Review of systems: constitutional, he reports weight gain. Skin, he has dryness. Eyes, he had eye surgery in 2021. Respiratory, he reports wheezing and shortness of breath. Cardiac, as per HPI. Gastrointestinal, he has nausea and vomiting. Genitourinary, he reports history of frequency and flank pain. Psychiatric, he has depression. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination: blood pressure 135/82, pulse 60, respiratory rate 18, weight 255 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is relatively unremarkable. The abdomen is noted to be obese. Skin reveals multiple chronic excoriations, data review. He had echocardiogram performed on March 14, 2024. LV systolic function was noted to be low normal with ejection fraction of 50-55%. There were no segmental wall motion abnormalities. He had septal motion consistent with pacing rhythm. Valvular function was noted to be normal, period. The review of systems further significant for records review, which revealed history of reduced left ventricular ejection fraction with recovery period. He apparently was subsequently maintained on toprolxl 300 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, Jardiance 12.5 milligrams daily, Vumex 1 milligram daily. He has atrial flutter, unspecified, atrial fibrillation, unspecified. He has non-obstructive coronary artery disease on prior cardiac catheterization, history of smoking disorder, period. The impression, this is a 48-year-old male with known history of atrial flutter, period. He has history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and prior ventricular tachycardia arrest, status post AICD, now with normalized left ventricular ejection fraction, period. He has history of atrial fibrillation slash flutter, hypertension, and tobacco use, period. He had inappropriate firing of his AICD, which was felt to be secondary to atrial flutter, period. Patient notes dyspnea on exertion, period. The patient is felt to have no significant limitations at this time, period. As noted, yes, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, period. In addition, comma, he has had normalization of his left ventricular function, period. His prior cardiac arrest most likely was certainly due to underlying substrate abnormality, i.e., systolic dysfunction and subsequent development of ventricular tachycardia, period. Currently, patient is noted to have normalized his EF, period. He is not felt to require correction. The patient is overall found to have findings suggestive of New York Heart Association class 1-2, period. He is able to perform tasks which requires lifting, pushing, pulling, and pending. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.